The Salt Lake City Council can't decide on a final destination for the Sugar House streetcar. Salt Lake City and County reach an agreement for a new performing arts center, and thousands of gallons of diesel fuel spill into Willard Bay Park. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Brian Grimmett. The Salt Lake City Council is clashing over where the Sugar House streetcar will end. The council debated several options last night during a scheduled work session. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The sticking point is whether the streetcar should travel further up the east bench or turn a corner and head north toward the 400 South Tracks line. The first section of the line is slated to open at year's end. It will run east from the 2100 South Track station to 1050 East. There's a general consensus that the next phase of the project will connect that line to Highland Drive. But where it goes from there is the point of contention.
Getting it through the Shopko block is very important. Getting it to Sugar House Park is really important.
Councilman Soren Simonson wants the line to continue east from Highland Drive. He says the shopping center just west of Sugar House Park and the park itself are prime destinations for his East Bench neighbors.
Potentially tying into a network of transit around the city that serves the city well is really important.
But a consulting firm the city hired chose 1100 East as the best route. Robin Hutchison is the city's transportation director. She says heading north on 1100 East to 1700 South near Westminster College is ideal for a number of reasons.
A high number of people who would ride it on a per mile basis, a lower cost per mile to construct it. It would serve and support some upcoming development, and it has some future implications for connections to the regional transit system.
Hutchison says the study did not consider Sugar House Park to be a good destination because ridership to parks isn't consistent. Councilwoman Jill Remington Love agreed with the consulting firm, saying routing the streetcar north makes more sense for the entire transportation system.
What are we trying to build here? We're trying to build a transit system for our city. If it goes to 17th South eventually, we're 13 blocks away from connecting the systems. We can't ignore that.
Others prefer a route that heads north along Highland Drive and then turns east up 2100 South to 1700 East. After a heated work session, council members were unable to reach an agreement on where their proposed line should terminate. The next public hearing for the project will be in April. The streetcar is a joint project between Utah Transit Authority, Salt Lake City, and South Salt Lake. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Salt Lake City Mayor Ralph Becker and Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams signed an agreement yesterday detailing a partnership between the two entities to co-own the new Performing Arts Center in downtown Salt Lake City. The proposed 2,500-seat venue will be operated by the county's Center for the Arts, which also runs the Capitol Theater, Abravanel Hall, and the Rose Wagner Performing Arts Center. Helen Langan is a senior advisor to Mayor Becker, and she says the arrangement could prove financially successful for both the city and the county.
Unlike other facilities, this new Performing Arts Center, in addition to being an economic development tool, it will also be a revenue generator for the owners of the theater. So much of the agreement deals with how to share between the city and the county the net operating revenue that will come from this theater.
The team designing the new venue includes the firm Pelly Clark Pell and HKS Architects. They plan to unveil a schematic design next month. Construction on the project is expected to begin in 2014 with scheduled completion in 2016. A plan to turn the old Granite High School into a movie studio has fallen through. The property could now be sold to a private buyer. Originally, the city of South Salt Lake hoped to buy the property and renovate its historic buildings. But 2 years ago, voters rejected a $25 million bond issue needed to do that by just 9 votes. Then last fall, the city of South Salt Lake announced an agreement to have the Woodbury Corporation and Redmond Movies and Stories take over the site. Redmond hasn't been able to raise enough money to make that deal work. Granite School District spokesperson Ben Horsley says a private sale is their next option, even though that wasn't the first choice.
It has always been the intent and the goal of the district to, if there was the ability to do so, to maintain that as open space by selling that to a local government entity, whether it be the county or the city. So that could be maintained. That we felt like that would be a benefit to the community. Unfortunately, there's just not a funding mechanism to make that happen.
The 27-acre Granite High School site was appraised at about $8.5 million when South Salt Lake was negotiating to buy the property. And now Horsley says they'll do a new appraisal that will probably come in higher than that. Several thousand gallons of diesel fuel spilled from a broken pipeline into retaining ponds near Willard Bay on Monday night. Dina Loyola with the Utah State Park says a few early season campers and the park manager's family were evacuated, and she says Chevron has contained the spill.
The retaining ponds are there to really just keep contaminants out of the bay, whatever that might be, if that's from the parking lot or just, you know, park use. And that caught the fuel spill from reaching the Willard Bay.
The two North Bay campgrounds are closed until further notice. Bay camping spots are expected to be open for the season this weekend. Chevron Pipeline spokesperson Greg Hardy says crews are currently focusing on cleaning up the spill and they'll investigate its cause. Willard Bay is a freshwater reservoir on the shore of the Great Salt Lake.
The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is taking steps to end its dependence on coal by the middle of next decade. The city utility currently gets 40% of its energy from coal-fired plants in Utah and Arizona. On Tuesday, the utility voted to amend its contract with Utah-based Intermountain Power Project to use its natural gas plant instead. The move still needs approval from the LA City Council. Police shot and killed a man at a home in Salt Lake City yesterday. They'd gone there to arrest a fugitive, and they say a man who was standing outside the home started shooting at officers. They returned fire and hit him. The man they were looking for surrendered to officers later. It took more than an hour for firefighters to bring a fire at Clearfield Community Church under control. Salt Lake Tribune reports the fire began in the basement of the church. Pastor John Parsley and a homeschool group of about a dozen adults and children were able to get out safely. Chipotle Mexican Grill has pulled its sponsorship of Utah's upcoming Scout-O-Rama because of the Boy Scouts' ongoing policy of excluding gay scouts and adult leaders. It had originally signed on to provide about $4,200 worth of coupons for the event. The company says the sponsorship violated its anti-discrimination policy. And finally, former Utah Jazz star Adrian Dantley has a new job. He's helping kids get to school as a crossing guard in Silver Spring, Maryland. WTOP Radio reports Dantley says he doesn't need the money, but the job provides health insurance and gives him something to do. Dantley left the NBA in 1991. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, March 20th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, check out our new free smartphone app that you can download for your iPhone or Android device. Until next time, I'm Brian Grimmett.